This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show podcast.
There's a lot going on today as the government may be shutting down tonight at midnight. But what would it take to avert a standoff here? And yes, it's true. Over in New Jersey, Bob Menendez, the senator, will be tried again by the Department of Justice. Welcome back. Glad you're here. CBSPhilly.com/Rich and on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Happy Friday. Of course, we're all getting ready for the Big Eagles game on Sunday. It'll be a question of whether or not the government will be closed during the game. It doesn't really matter to us, but certainly politically speaking, it's a matter of who gets blamed, right? That's going to be the big question. Now, I'll tell you this. Today was the March for Life. President spoke before them today, first president to do so since Reagan. And it was great that he did so. The vice president, Mike Pence, penned a letter today in National Review. Life is winning in America again. And it's a very, very thoughtful piece. I don't have a ton of time to get into it today, but I will say to you that it's worth reading, and I'll post a link to it by the vice president today. Life is winning again in America. You know, I had a conversation with Trump during the campaign. And I made this point to him then. I said, you know why the evangelicals love you, right? He said, why? I said, because you fight for them. You know, you fight for their values. You fight for their ability to worship and live their life the way they want to live. You fight for their pro-life issues. And there's all this talk in the media about, you know, this Stormy Daniels, this porn star who may have had an affair with him or something. And this article that she did an interview with some stupid magazine. And people were like, oh, I don't understand why the evangelical community stands by this president with all of this, three marriages and adultery and porn stars and everything else. And the reason why, it's very simple. It's not that complicated to understand. It's because he fights for their religious liberty. Yeah, they excuse any personal transgressions because he fights for them. You know, the previous administration went after the people who live their life based on their religious beliefs in an unprecedented way. Think about it. Whether it was going after the Little Sisters of Charity, going after nuns, going after churches, forcing people against their belief to have to provide coverage for abortion drugs and birth control. And then the Justice Department going after people who refused to bake a wedding cake. On and on. It was an assault on an individual who just wanted to live their life. Not hurting anybody. Not taking up arms against somebody in the name of their religion. Not even depriving someone of life-saving care in the name of their religion. We're not talking about faith healers here who let their children die because they refused to give them life-saving medication. We're talking about people who just wanted to live their life, you know, according to their religious values. And the previous administration, it was an all-out assault on that in so many ways. And yeah, they were sick of it. And so Trump came along and said he was going to fight for them. Like, not just stand for them, but fight for that. And he won the evangelicals because of that. And for a lot of never-Trumpers on the right, you know, they turn around and they say, oh, these hypocrites. If Trump lived a life of perfect, you know, he was perfect, right? And complete one marriage and it was wonderful and everything like that. Does that somehow make him a better person than somebody who's flawed and has all these issues as a person? Is he better if he's perfect? Is that even such a thing? Does it matter politically speaking? And I don't know what it would have been like 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I just know that politics is all about the time in which you live. And in this case right now, after given the assault from the previous administration, I don't think evangelicals care. I really don't. I don't think as voters in a community, of course, in a big block, I don't think they care. Because I think they see a president and a vice president who are just completely fighting for them. I think it was true during the campaign. I think it's true now. This is what a couple of points that Vice President Mike Pence makes in his remarks today to National Review. We've stopped U.S. funding for the United Nations Population Fund, so American taxpayers won't have to support abortion in such countries as China. We've reversed the last administration's policy and empowered states to defund Planned Parenthood and devote those resources to women's health providers. It was my great honor to cast a tie-breaking vote for this bill in the United States Senate. Now, ask a person of faith what matters to them more. The administration reversing that so a state can defund Planned Parenthood, or a president who's completely faithful in his marriage the entire life or something like that. And I know that the media would like you to believe that people are incapable of factoring politics into their decision on a person. But like any other interest group out there, interest groups want to fight for their interests. Why are people who are religious any different? But you notice how they're looked at, right? They're looked at as people who are not able to separate this. They're just these persons. They just judge and they judge, right? They judge, and that's all they do is walk around judging. It's a cliche that the media makes. It really is a cliche. So every time you hear some dope go on TV and raise that point, like that fat Steve Schmidt or somebody, or that Rick Wilson or somebody else, just turn to them and say, stop stereotyping people. Like, people are, they're capable of separating things, you know? They're capable of separating things. They might say, okay, I don't approve of three marriages, but as my president, he's going to fight for me having the ability to live my life according to my religious values, and that matters more. Why is that so hard for people to grasp that people can separate the two? And this is not a bad thing, but like every group on earth, if you have an interest and that interest is something and that person is fighting for your interest, you may decide to rise above any other reservations you have. Well, look, I mean, people do it with Trump and the courts, right? You know, there are some people that during the campaign didn't approve of some of the president's comment or then candidate Trump's comments on different things, or they were concerned about him with an area or two, but they loved the fact that he was going to fight to put conservative justices on the court. So is that all that much different? You know, there are people that don't approve of him on Twitter, but they love the fact that he's fighting for putting, you know, tax cuts and fighting to cut regulations. Everybody has their own reason for overlooking what they view as an imperfection or even something that they really are deeply offended by. I hate when people get stereotyped. You know, I hate when they try to stereotype people and say, oh, these evangelicals are hypocrites or people of faith are hypocrites. You know what the last administration did, and Obama was held up as a guy who seemed to, you know, married to one woman his whole life, right? And seemed to have never been accused, I don't think, of anything serious in regards to that. I mean, there's certainly no porn stars ever came forward. But that guy had an all-out assault on religious liberty, an all-out assault on it. I'll continue with Vice President Pence's piece here. And President Trump has been nominating and will continue to nominate strict constructionists to the federal court at every level, men and women who will uphold the God-given liberties enshrined in our Constitution. And today, when he speaks to the March for Life, President Trump will announce new policies to further protect life and conscience. In short, life is winning in America again. It's winning because of the policies of our administration and because of the commitment and compassion of those who gather today in our nation's capital and in marches, meetings, and homes all across the country. The vice president also mentions a number of other areas where the Trump administration has stopped going after religious groups, nuns, and even private employers to say to them, hey, you have to now fund abortion, or you have to fund abortifacients, or you have to fund birth control, even if it violates your religious beliefs. And so, you know, everybody now, it's cool to be judgmental. It really is. It's cool to be judgmental suddenly for the left to turn around and be judgmental about Trump and his private life. And at the same time, he's fighting to protect all of the religious values that people of faith believe in. And they can't, the reason why they can't connect the two, why the media or the left can't, is because they're so often stereotype people. They put people into boxes, you know, they put people into boxes. They don't look at people as individuals. And so they just like to classify people as groups, you know, they classify people like African-American women in groups like that as well. I don't know if you got the audio yet of that Philly ward leader by chance. Did you get that yet? The one that I sent you guys? I don't know if it went through. That's okay. You'll get it in a second, I'm sure. But we can do that a little bit. There's a Philly ward leader, Republican ward leader, who was on with CNN. And Daphne Goggins, she's African-American. She's a woman. And she was asked a question on CNN by Allison Camerota. She was on a panel, and they asked her about the Access Hollywood tape, for example. And she said, he's a man. I've heard way worse than that. And they can't even imagine that she could possibly now, excuse the president's behavior because they just stereotype everybody. And so here's this African-American woman. They can't even probably believe she's a Republican, you know? And so when you do that and you stereotype people and try to put them in a boxes, you miss a real opportunity. People have amazing abilities in life to say, well, he's fighting for my values and that's good enough for me. Interestingly enough, in that article by Stormy Daniels, that interview with Stormy Daniels, in which she alleges to have had an affair with Trump prior to signing some sort of a non-disclosure agreement, she says that Donald Trump hates sharks. Hates sharks, she says, to the point that he was watching Shark Week with her. And the allegation she makes is that he said, I hope every shark on planet Earth dies. That's the allegation. And because we live in bizarre world and strange times right now, let me share this with you. Discovery Channel responds to reports that Trump wants sharks to die. The Discovery Channel, the network behind Shark Week, wants President Trump to know sharks are critical to the ecosystem. According to a secondhand report, he said he wanted all sharks to die. So now Discovery comes out and says sharks are people too. So now they put out this big thing, and the animal rights activists are now coming out and saying that the president is mean to sharks because the president wanted sharks to die in this alleged Stormy Daniels piece that is now making the way throughout the internet. So I don't know if it's true. I also don't know if Trump really hates sharks. I don't really know if Trump had an affair with Stormy Daniels. I really don't care that much. I personally don't care what people do in their private life. It's not ever been an issue for me. It's an issue when it crosses the line into public life. Certainly when you're dealing with people doing this stuff on the job, like those hypocrites, both Republicans and Democrats, who are accused of sexual harassment and then make taxpayers pay for their settlement. That offends me. I don't really, what somebody does in their private life, it has never had any bearing on me in that sense. But I know that then the media wants to turn around and say that then I'm a hypocrite. You know what I mean? That I'm a hypocrite. And they'll pull out Bill Clinton for reference as if what happened when he was president in the Oval Office is somehow a comparison to what a private citizen did before he even entered the White House. You'll hear more about this because the Stormy Daniels piece was just published today. And I'm not defending this allegation. I'm not suggesting I don't know. I have no way of knowing. But I'm telling you, when you hear these blowhards on TV say how hypocritical it is for people to stand by him when all this stuff comes out, the reason why they're able to do that is because people are able to make determinations and judgments. And for their money, they're able to look at a person and say, he's flawed, he's a sinner, but man, he's fighting for us to be able to live our life and to exercise our religious liberty in a way that has not happened in a very long time in this country. And the assault on religious values is over. The Trump Justice Department, for example, sided with the Christian baker in Denver, in Colorado, the one I went out there to support, who said he couldn't make a wedding cake to participate in a ceremony for a gay wedding because it just violated his religious beliefs. So the Trump Justice Department filed a brief in support of that baker. How do you think the previous administration would have dealt with that? They probably would have found a way to not only support Colorado going after him, they probably would have found a way to try to bring some sort of federal charges against the guy or to find a federal way to force the guy to bake the cake. That's what I mean. That's what the difference is. It's what I said to Trump during the campaign. They know you fight for their religious freedom. They know you fight for their beliefs. And they need that. They want that. That matters more. And also, they've seen a lot of hypocrisy over the years of people who turn around and they pretend to live lives, a life that is perfect and a life that is, you know, without sin and without flaw. And then they're exposed to be a giant hypocrite. And people have seen that too. So people are complicated and people are able to make determinations on an individual case-by-case basis. But the reality is, when you've got a president addressing the Right to Life March, you've got an administration that is siding with religious liberty, you've got an administration that is appointing conservative justices on the court, the media attacking Trump for this Stormy Daniels thing, when they would really, if he was a Democrat, be applauding it and saying it's private life and everybody should leave him alone, is because the reality is they know they're only a justice or two away from potentially now Roe v. Wade being struck down at some point. And as every time I point out to you, it all comes back to that. It all comes back to the courts, and it comes back to that decision. And when Trump comes out today and says, we're going to allow states to defund Planned Parenthood, I mean, if you're somebody of faith, you're somebody who supports life, believes in life, what matters to you more, that or a interview Stormy Daniels gave to a tabloid publication? So, 855-839-1210, pound 1210 on a cell. Life is winning in America. I'll post this piece for you.
Riccioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.